Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. You know that feeling when you've been crushing it in practice, totally confident, and then bam, you trip over your own feet during the game. Or maybe you bomb a shot that felt so good going up? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're talking about something that can be tough to swallow. Failure. But hold on before you hit that unsubscribe button. We're not dwelling in the negativity here. Instead, we're flipping script and looking at failure as a golden opportunity, a stepping stone to success. It's all about shifting your mindset. Think of it like this: athletes are obsessed with pushing boundaries, right? Breaking records, achieving peak performance. But sometimes, those boundaries are there for a reason. And crossing them, even if it means falling flat on your face, is how we learn and grow. Think Michael Jordan famously saying, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life." He's not bragging about his failures, he's highlighting them as essential parts of his journey. That's what we're going for here, turning those stumbles into stepping stones. So, how do we actually embrace failure as a learning experience? Here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to really chew on. First, accept that failure is inevitable. It's not about avoiding it, it's about navigating it. We all hit roadblocks, have setbacks, and sometimes even get knocked down flat. It's part of the human experience, especially when you're pushing yourself to be your best. Second, don't let fear of failure paralyze you. This is huge. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut because you're terrified of messing up? That fear can keep us from even trying new things, taking risks, and growing as athletes and as people. Remember, sometimes the bravest thing you can do is step outside your comfort zone, even if there's a chance you might fall. Third, analyze your failures. Don't just brush them off and move on. Take some time to really dissect what happened. What went wrong? Was it a physical mistake, a mental lapse, or something else entirely? Identifying the root cause helps you avoid repeating the same errors in the future. Think of it like a coach reviewing game footage. It's all about learning from those mistakes and coming back stronger. Fourth, reframe your perspective. Instead of seeing failure as a sign of weakness, view it as valuable feedback. It tells you what needs work, where you can improve, and how to refine your skills. It's like getting a personalized training plan, even if it can disguise as a setback. And lastly, celebrate the small wins. Don't wait for the big victories to feel good about your progress. Acknowledge those little moments of success, hitting the shot you've been struggling with, mastering a new skill, or simply showing up and giving your best effort. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves recognition. Think about a time when you faced a challenge, maybe in sports or even just everyday life. You probably felt discouraged, right? But then, did you analyze what happened, adjust your approach, and try again? Did you learn something from that experience, even if it didn't go exactly as planned? I bet you did. Remember that time when, insert a personal anecdote about a time Jake Carter faced the challenge and learned from the experience. Make it relatable and engaging for the listener. So, there you have 5 key takeaways to help you embrace failure as a learning experience. It's not about avoiding mistakes or pretending they don't happen. It's about using them to fuel your growth, refine your skills, and ultimately become a stronger, more resilient athlete in person. Let me know what you think. Share your thoughts on social media, leave a review, and join the conversation. And remember, keep pushing those boundaries even if it means falling down occasionally. That's how we learn, that's how we grow, and that's how we reach our full potential. See you tomorrow for another episode of Athlete's Edge.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.